Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Happy March, everybody. We made it to the best month on the sports calendar. Plenty of college basketball talk upcoming today. It's Monday, so I'll dive into my top 10 teams in college hoops. Also, we'll preview the Big 12, and we'll look at all the teams that are going to make the NCAA tournament out of the Big 12. I'll give you my thoughts on a bunch of those teams. Johnny V standing by, going to get his thoughts in college baseball. Lucy Burge is going to join us later on. We're going to get her thoughts during Lion's Den, and then also we'll preview the Texas Rangers on the show today as well before wrapping up all of our best bets for today. As always, any questions, any comments, any bets that you guys have for us, make sure you're following us at the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show on Twitch, on YouTube, live on X as well. Send in your questions there, anything that you guys have, especially in college basketball, college baseball for Johnny. Can talk some NBA, MLB, whatever you guys want to talk about, let us know in the chat. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast as well. Glasses in session. Let's go to the Glasser guest line, check in with Johnny Venezia, who joins us. Give Johnny a follow on X at underscore Johnny VTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, crazy week in college baseball, my friend. We got to start with the Texas A&M Aggies. I know they did you dirty this weekend, and they're starting to drop on BetMGM. They were co-favorites to open the season with Tennessee, plus 750. Now they are plus 900. So right now, what is the issue with this Texas A&M team?
What happens when I give the Texas A&M Aggies all the props in the world, put them on the pedestal? They rip my heart out. Here's what it comes down to. The Aggies, after week one, they've run into some trouble. They lose one of their best players in third baseman Gavin Grahovac, a legitimate shot to be a top five pick off the board next year. That's a brutal loss. But otherwise, they have one of their key guys from last year who he doesn't splash with the stats. He's not going to be a super high pick, but he is the bridge between a top of the order that's great and a back of the lineup that needs improvement, especially with newer players coming in Caden Sorrell. So their offense with the swing and miss and trying to do too much is atrocious. They need to simplify things, cut down on the swing and miss. It's okay to make contact. Not everything has to be a home run, and I think they'll be fine over the course of the season. I'm not panicking yet. I am really annoyed, though. Pitching-wise, their starting pitching is awesome. Ryan Prager is that dude. There's not many, if any, pitchers in college right now. If I needed to win Game 7, one game, then I'm picking over Ryan Prager. Starting rotation's good. Their bullpen needs to solidify a little bit. They lose one of the key closers in last year in Evan Aschenbeck. They have Josh Stewart, who needs to come back ASAP as well. He's going to be one of their key closers this year. And this A&M pitching staff is going to be really good. I think they're going to be fine long-term. These growing pains might be something we look back on in June and laugh about and say they needed to go through that.
All right, so that's the state of the Texas A&M Aggies. Johnny, I want to talk about a couple of teams out of the state of Florida who made the College World Series last year and look like they could get right back there again this year. Florida State and Florida, both playing great. Seminoles are number 6 team in the country. Florida is number 7. The Noles are 20-1 to win it all. The Gators are 22-1 to win it all. Which one of those teams would you rather back at this point, Florida State or Florida?
I was a little down on both teams coming into the year. It's kind of like an ex-girlfriend situation. Florida State was one of my big teams I took preseason last year, had a monster ticket on them at a super long shot, and they did me dirty, and we had to take some time apart, and that's kind of where I'm at with them. And same thing goes for Florida. But if I had to pick, I like the Seminoles this year because they got the best pitcher in the country in Mr. Jamie Arnold, a.k.a. the next Chris Sale, should be the number one arm off the board this summer. But they also have a lot of other pitching, and that's not even including Cam Leiter. Cam Leiter is a guy who could also be a first-rounder, but there's been some weird stuff going on with him since last year with an arm injury. I don't know if it's Tommy John or what, but they haven't really disclosed much. But Florida State's lineup, this new generation with Max Williams leading the charge, Alex Lodis, Drew Ferreau, brought in a couple of freshmen and transfers, it seems like it's pretty good. The fact that they can pitch says a lot, and that's why I think when you're always able to pitch, you usually can go further. So if I had to pick, it'd be FSU. But I'm not betting on either a Florida team right now.
All right, fair enough. What about the Oklahoma Sooners, Johnny? This is a team that's kind of come off the radar. They're 11-0 right now. They got wins over Virginia, wins over Oregon State. It's a great program, but they're playing really well to start the season. They're still 50-1 to win it all. Are you a believer in Oklahoma, or are you kind of waiting until they get into SEC play?
Peach, is this our Oklahoma Sooners featuring Mr. Cade Horton Here's a Who back,
yes,
in the, back in the 2022 days? Listen, Oklahoma is a program that struggled the last couple of years since being in the College World Series finals, but now they're making the jump from the Big 12 to the SEC. They have a really good rotation. That's one thing about Skip Johnson's programs. This guy knows how to build pitchers, and he has one of the best in the country. He's going to be a high draft pick this year. Top 5 pitcher off the board for college, definitely going to be a first-rounder. Mr. Kyson Witherspoon as the Friday night ace, he's phenomenal. And by the way, he's got a twin brother, Malachi, that's the Saturday guy. They brought in a big-time transfer from LSU named Cam Johnson for the Sunday role. The kid is a behemoth. He's 6'7", 260 pounds, and he's the Sunday guy as a lefty. The offense is the issue for me. They've done okay so far, but Oklahoma needs to show me more once they get into SEC play. The schedule is not that bad for them, believe it or not. And one thing we know Oklahoma to do, PJ, from a few years ago, they wreak havoc on the base paths. I'm keeping my eye on the Sooners, but I'm not pulling the trigger just yet.
All right, very good. What other teams impressed you this weekend, Johnny? Who else stood out in college baseball?
Let's talk about Texas. Longhorns out in Vegas this week. Little clean sweep, 35 runs in 3 games. Their 1-2 punch in Jared Spencer and Luke Harrison looks legit. I would hope that their bullpen can clean some of these issues up, but I think they'll be okay with Jim Schlossnagel and Max Wiener long-term. My boy Max Bailu, cornerstone for the Golden Spikes, looks phenomenal. This offense can rake. I really like the Longhorns this year.
And then on the other side, who was the team that disappointed you over the weekend?
Well, besides Texas A&M, Arizona State could have swept Minnesota at home this weekend. They had 2 late leads. They were 1 strike away on Friday from closing the door. What do? They allow the game-tying triple with 1 strike left, and then they choke it away on Saturday. And they almost choked it away yesterday, but they managed not to. So the Arizona State bullpen is an absolute train wreck. It's terrible because the rest of their team is pretty good, and I'm hoping they can figure this bullpen situation out because the Sun Devils, it seems like in the Big 12 this year that's wide open, they could do some damage if that gets under control.
And then finally, Johnny, you talked about Max Bailu for the Golden Spikes Award. I ask you every Monday to kind of give us an update, give us your thoughts on the market. What's your updated thoughts on Golden Spikes?
Well, it's interesting because my philosophy is to not bet underclassmen. I'm still not there yet, but I have to at least talk about Justin LeBron, the shortstop from Alabama. He's going to be a top 10 pick next year. Might be the first shortstop off the board. Yes, his last name is LeBron. Very interesting. This kid had a great freshman year at Bama last season, but this year he's off to an a magnificent start. He's batting over 380. He's got 8 home runs. He's pushing 25 RBIs right now. It's mind-blowing. I don't think he's going to win, but at 25-1 right now, he's appealing. And a guy I might end up having to take a piece of is draft eligible, should be a first rounder. Louisville transfer to the Tennessee Volunteers, hit 4 home runs this weekend down in Houston in the Astros Classic. That's Gavin Killen for the Volunteers. This is a guy I'm going to keep my eye on and see where the price opens up when the odds drop again early this week.
All right, there you go. Johnny Venezzi, make sure you guys are following him on X at underscore Johnny VTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast, joins us each and every Monday here on Send It In, talk some college baseball. Johnny, always enjoy it, sir. We'll talk again next week. Have a good week.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And real quick, I saw you're talking about the Texas Rangers today.
Yeah.
My boy Wyatt Langford, AL MVP. This is the time. The world is going to know about Wyatt Langford at the level that I know. He's a big incubator guy for me. Can't wait to see my boy Wyatt Langford hoist that AL MVP trophy at the end of the year. No doubt.
50-1, Johnny, to win AL MVP. I think Wyatt Langford's going to have a big year as well. Thanks again to Johnny VTV for joining us on Send It In. Let's talk about those Texas Rangers, who are 25-1 to win the World Series this year. They're 10-1 to win the American League, plus 200 behind Houston to win the American League West as well. I really like this Texas Rangers team. They're pretty much running it back with the same kind of team they had 2 years ago when they won the World Series. I kind of look at them like the San Francisco 49ers from last year, right? A team that went all the way. Obviously, San Francisco didn't win it all when the Rangers did, but they bring back all these guys and they just get hurt. It wasn't their season. Seager was banged up. DeGrom was banged up. Josh Young was banged up. Heim was banged up. Evan Carter, Wyatt Langford, all of these guys were hurt for Texas. And I think obviously because the Yankees are the Yankees and they made the World Series, the Orioles lineup's going to be really good. The Astros are still the Astros. Kind of feels like people aren't talking about Texas. Now, I've seen a lot of people over the last couple weeks really like this Texas Ranger team, and I'm right there with them. You got a Hall of Fame manager, still one of the best in the game, in Bruce Bochy. And guys, this lineup, I mean, especially if they stay healthy, top to bottom, it's nasty. There's just no easy outs in this order. Jonah Heim's the catcher. Jake Berger is now the first baseman for Texas. You got Semien and Seager still there up the middle. Josh Young's going to be there. Wyatt Langford, Evan Carter, Adolis Garcia. They get Jock Peterson to be the DH. It's a nice mix of veteran, young players that have playoff World Series experience. So I like this Texas team. I think for my money right now, the best bet in baseball, but especially in the American League, is going to be Texas to win the American League 10-1. I think that's the best bang for your buck currently. I even like them to win the World Series at 25-1. Jacob DeGrom, let's hope, as baseball fans, this is the year that he can stay healthy. He's coming into the season healthy, should be ready to go. He's going to be the number one pitcher, kind of anchoring that staff with Eovaldi and John Gray behind him. So I like the fact that Texas has 3 good starters. Their lineup is fantastic. Their manager is arguably the best in baseball. And look, their bullpen was the big question around this team 2 years ago when they were going into the playoffs, and they were spectacular. And nobody works a bullpen better than Bruce Bochy. So if they get into the playoffs, I expect Texas to just figure it out. Their bullpen will probably rise to the occasion and perform really well for them. But again, like over 85.5 wins for Texas, I like that. Them to make the playoffs at minus 120, I like that. We were talking about on Friday, Houston is a team I would more so look at the win total, and I would look at them to win the division. I don't know if I necessarily like the Rangers to win the division. I would go big picture for them, though. I would go for them to win the American League 10-1, them to win the World Series at 25-1. I would not bet Jacob DeGrom to win Cy Young at 10-1 because I just don't trust that he's going to stay healthy. But Johnny's right, though. If there's a guy to keep an eye out for a long shot in AL MVP market, it is Wyatt Langford. That would be the guy to keep an eye on. He is a tremendous hitter. Now, he's a little banged up right now. Should be good by the time the season rolls around in opening day. And again, with the lineup that he is in, he's going to get plenty of opportunities to produce. He plays in a great hitter ballpark. So keep an eye out on Wyatt Langford, 50-1 to win AL MVP. But I love the Texas Rangers for the upcoming season. All right, let's talk some college hoops. Let's dive in to the Big 12, do a little glassitology. We've been doing this here on Send It In, where we've been looking at the different power conferences, how we project these teams to look at in March. And we'll look at the Big 12 today. We'll start with the Houston Cougars, who looks like probably going to be a number one seed. They've had another terrific year. They've only lost one game in Big 12 play. They play the Kansas Jayhawks tonight. Number 8 in offense and number 3 in defense is Houston. There are a lot of things, though, that I don't like about Houston. There are 3 things that stick out to me. The first one is the fact that they play at the 4th slowest pace in college basketball. I don't like betting on teams in March that play at a super, super slow pace, because you're really not giving yourself a lot of room for error, right? If you play at a slow pace, then you're not going to get as many possessions as a team that plays at a faster pace. Now, it does work out well for them, but when I think Houston, I think about all those Tony Bennett Virginia teams that were always great on defense. They were efficient on offense, but they would always play at a slow pace. And much like we've seen with Houston the last couple of years, they've had some early exits in the tournament, just like a bunch of those Virginia teams did. And I think it's because of their slow pace, and they just don't give themselves enough opportunities, especially if they're not knocking down their shots. So that's the first thing about Houston. The second thing is, I feel like in years past, Houston's always had a guy. They've had Jamal Shedd. They've had a Marcus Sasser. They've had a Quentin Grimes. LJ Cryer would be their guy this year. That would be the lead guard. I don't think he's as good as those other guys are. Now, Houston as a team is shooting the ball from 3-point range the best that they've shot it under Kelvin Sampson. But I still think they need that guy down the stretch. And they're going to need Cryer to be that guy. I don't know if he is. So that's my second reservation about Houston. And then the third, and this is probably the biggest one, since 2004, teams that in the Week 6 AP poll, you have to be in the top 12 of the Week 6 AP poll to win the national championship. Going all the way back to 2004, 100% of the champions have been in the top 12 of the Week 6 AP poll. Why is Week 6 important? Because that's usually the part in the season where you get finished with non-conference play and you're entering conference play in college basketball. And a lot of these teams look differently in conference play than they do in non-conference play, right? And non-conference in college basketball, especially early in the season, is a big deal because there's not as much familiarity with your conference opponents. You're playing neutral site games, which is really the best thing we get to see up until March Madness. Houston lost 3 games in the non-conference. They lost to Bama, they lost to Auburn, and they lost to San Diego State. Now, Bama and Auburn could end up being, you know, both number one seeds, but again, if you're betting Houston to win a national championship, you're going to need them to beat those kind of teams. So I'm not as high on Houston as everybody, especially at plus 750, and I certainly have my concerns with the Cougars. Then comes Iowa State, who right now is projected to be a number 3 seed. And I think the Cyclones are fascinating. They're number 21 on offense, and they're number 9 in defense. Iowa State is the kind of team, and you see this every year, every other year, a team that starts the year really hot. They get off to a great start, a team that has a lot of returning production. They look great in the non-conference. Then they get into conference play. They suffer some injuries. They have some guys that are in and out of the lineup. They go on a little bit of a skid. And now as we approach early March and we're getting towards conference tournament season and we're getting towards March Madness, Iowa State's starting to get healthy again. Their starting 5 was back against Arizona. They blew out the Wildcats by 20 over the weekend. I think Iowa State's going to be a trendy pick here come March. Of all these conference tournaments, I think the bet that I'm going to like the most is Iowa State to win the Big 12, because I think they're going to be healthy. I think they're going to be playing really good basketball here over the next couple weeks. And I think once we get into the tournament, everybody's going to look at Iowa State and they're going to be like, this is the dangerous team that you got to keep an eye out for. And they're going to be super trendy. So I like Iowa State for the Big 12 conference tournament, but I worry about the fact that they might be a little trendy. Then we have Texas Tech, who's projected to be a number 4 seed right now. The Red Raiders are really good. They just had a nice win over the weekend against Kansas. They're number 29 in defense and they're number 9 on offense. With Texas Tech, like a lot of these teams, it really just comes down to their 3-point shooting. If Texas Tech knocks down their 3-pointers, I mean, they can beat anybody. They won at Kansas and at Houston this season, arguably the two toughest places to win in the Big 12. So when they play their A game and they're hitting their shots, Texas Tech, a dangerous team. Keep an eye out for them. Arizona is also a projected number four seed. I can't get behind Arizona if Caleb Love's your best player. He's just way too up and down for me. There's so much variance with Caleb Love. Tommy Lloyd's a good coach. Arizona has a good team. But with Caleb Love as your point guard, I can't get too invested in the Wildcats. Kansas is a number six seed right now. They might be a number seven seed after they probably lose tonight to Houston. A lot of talk about the Jayhawks right now. Bill Self, since the year 2000, has never been worse than a four seed with Kansas, and they're looking at like a six or seven seed this year. Their offense is way too inconsistent. Their defense is good. They just do not have enough perimeter shooting and enough offensive playmakers, and that's what's really hurt them. They really haven't beaten an NCAA tournament quality team in like the last couple months, which is a bit alarming. I think a lot of people are going to bet against Kansas in the first round. I don't know if I'll bet against them in the first round, but I certainly won't have them going past the Sweet 16. BYU right now is a projected 8 seed, and the Cougars are cooking. They won 5 games in a row. They've scored 90 points in 3 of those games. Their offense is humming. And when they're shooting threes and they're making their threes, BYU, a difficult team to slow down. West Virginia right now is a projected 10 seed. The Mountaineers have a really good resume. They've beaten Gonzaga, Arizona, Iowa State, Kansas. The problem is they got a lot of those wins early on in the year when they were healthy. The coach's son, Tucker DeVries, who's a transfer from Drake, is out for the year. They've really missed his presence. So with West Virginia not being at full strength, I worry about the Mountaineers if they end up making the tournament. And then we got Baylor, the number 10 seed, projected as well. I do think Baylor is going to get into the tournament, but they're likely going to be a fade for me. I do not like this team very much. They've played a tough schedule, and they really haven't beaten that many great teams. They're kind of feasting on the games that they're supposed to win. So Baylor, a team that I would look at to fade in the first round as well. All right, let's get into the glass ball now. Look at the top 10 teams that I have in college basketball. We will start, for my money, best team in college hoops. That's going to be the Auburn Tigers. They are plus 325 to win the national championship. Guys, Auburn's putting together one of the best seasons from a resume standpoint that we've seen in a long time. The SEC is as good as a league in college basketball that we've seen in a while. Auburn's schedule has been ridiculous. They've played like every good team so far this season, and they only have 2 losses to show for it. Home against Florida and at Duke, 2 teams that are projected number one seed. So Auburn's awesome. Their offense is number one, adjusted efficiency. Their defense is number 11. They can beat you in so many different ways. They have veteran experience. They have depth. They can shoot. They're well coached. They do everything that you want in a team. Auburn's my team to beat right now. Duke's going to be right behind them as the number two team at plus 375. I love Duke, and the metrics love Duke. They're top 5 offense and defense. The problem with Duke is that they're so much better than every team in the ACC that they really don't play a lot of close games. And I keep harping on it, but it's important that we bring up that Duke has played 4 games this year that have been decided by 6 points or less, and they're 1-3 in those games. So if a team can make it a 38-39-minute game against Duke and they can put some pressure on them, that is where I get concerned with Duke. The number 3 team for me is going to be the Florida Gators at plus 900. I love the Gators. They're top 10 in offense and defensive efficiency. They might have the best trio of guards in college basketball, which I've been talking about all year. They're healthy now at the big men position, and Todd Golden did such a great job at getting the perfect kind of big men to mesh with his team and his kind of guards. Gators are dangerous. They play Alabama on Wednesday, which should be an electric game. Speaking of Bama, they're going to be my number 4 team. I know Tennessee beat Bama on Saturday, but if you really watch that game, I don't know how you can walk away from it and think that Tennessee was the better team than Alabama. Alabama choked. They gave it away. They were up 4 points with 30 seconds to go, and then Tennessee came back and won it at the buzzer. I was pleased, though, with what I saw from Bama. I was encouraged, and Mark Sears has scored 20 or more points in 4 straight games against ranked opponents. Mark Sears is starting to look like the Mark Sears we saw in March Madness last year, and if that's the case, Bama is going to be a dangerous team. Houston's number five for me at plus 750. I just highlighted all the reasons why I'm a little nervous about Houston. There's no denying that they're a great team. They're a great defensive team. They're going to be a tough out in March, but for me, I'll put them at number five. Iowa State's going to be at number six for me, and I just talked about the Cyclones as well. This is a team that's starting to get healthy and a team that I think is going to be very trendy come March, and I like them a lot in the Big 12 Conference Tournament. St. John's will put them at number seven. Rick Pitino, arguably coach of the year this season. He's one of the best ever. I mean, everywhere the guy goes, his teams win. St. John's is so good on defense. Their offense is the concern. They rank 73rd in offense, but man, with that defense and with Rick Pitino as your head coach, if on the right night they play against a great team where they're going to need to score, if they do that, St. John's is good enough to beat anybody. I'll put Tennessee at number eight. Tennessee for me is a lot like St. John's, but I like St. John's better because Rick Pitino, I mean, against Rick Barnes, like, there's no comparison there, especially in March Madness. Rick Barnes lets you down every single year. He's a really good coach, but I don't trust him at all. In March, Tennessee feels like the same team to me, so I'll pass on them. Michigan State, I'll put them at number 9, 25-1. How can you not be impressed with what the Spartans are doing? They have played every top team in the Big Ten over the last five games, and they've beaten all of them. Michigan State, my number 9. And then I'll put Missouri as my number 10 team, 30-1 to win the national championship. This Missouri team is so high variance. They could get upset in the first round, or they could go all the way to the Final Four. Their offense, when they're clicking, is as good as anybody's in the country. They've won at Florida. They've beaten Bama at home this year as well. I love my Missouri Tigers. They're one of those teams that if you get them on the wrong night, you could upset them. But I think their upside makes them the number 10 team for me in college basketball. All right, let's go to the Lions Den. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. Lucy, you guys can follow her at Lucille Burge on X, BetMGM network writer for us here. Lucy, great to see you. What are your favorite plays that you have for us tonight?
Yes, hello, PJ. I have three NBA plays for tonight. First one is the Pistons minus 9.5 against the Jazz. This is an intriguing matchup because the Pistons have been really hot lately, but the Jazz have also been covering. However, the Pistons did beat the Celtics 117-97. They are coming off of a 115-94 win over the Nets. They have covered 7 of their last 8 spreads, the Pistons have. So I'm taking the Pistons to cover the spread here, minus 9.5 against the Jazz. Then the Warriors, bit of a bigger spread here, minus 12.5 against the Hornets. I am taking the Warriors to cover this. They have covered in 5 of their last 6, and on the road, they have covered in 3 of their last 4, and the Hornets have only covered once in their last 4 games at home and once in their last 5 total games. Also, I have a third pick today, the Hawks, plus 9.5 against the Grizzlies. The Hawks have covered in 8 of their last 12, and on the road, they have covered in 5 of their last 6, and at home, the Grizzlies have only covered in 1 of their last 6, and they haven't covered in their last 7 games overall. So I'm taking the Hawks here to cover plus 9.5 against the Grizzlies as well.
Look at that. Not one, not two, but 3 plays from Lucy Burge tonight in the NBA. We absolutely love it. Lucy, want to get your thoughts in Major League Baseball. We were talking about the Texas Rangers earlier on in the show. I really like Texas, Lucy. Honestly, if you asked me for a pick today, who I think wins the American League, I would go with the Texas Rangers. What are your thoughts on them?
Well, I do think that the Boston Red Sox will win the American League. However, the Rangers are, you know, not a bad pick for that. Were I to take bias out of it, for their division specifically, when you look at the rest of their division, I think the Rangers are the team to beat in the AL West. I don't know how much the Astros are going to do when it comes to winning the division, though it could be a tight race in this division, but almost by default, do the Rangers win their division? Maybe. They added Jake Berger. They will have DeGrom back if he can stay healthy. I think the Rangers at least win the AL West this season.
I'm glad you bring up DeGrom, Lucy. He's 10-1 to win Cy Young. Would you take a shot with him, or are those odds too low for you with his, you know, track record of health?
It could be worth it, PJ, because there was another pitcher who I thought was worth it to win the Cy Young who was injury prone in Chris Sale, and he did do it. So returning to the mound, DeGrom is. Bruce Bochy said that his spring training, he it looks like himself. He looks like Jacob, he said. So if he can stay healthy, there is certainly a good chance that he could have a Cy Young season. Might be worth maybe a little bit of a sprinkle, perhaps, on Jacob DeGrom to win the Cy Young.
All right, there you go. Luce, before I let you go, 30 seconds. We had some big NFL news over the weekend as well. Debo Samuel gets traded to Washington. Did you like the trade for the Commanders?
I do like this for the Commanders. I think this is great for the Commanders. I think this is great for Debo. I think all around, everybody wins. I think the Rams win as well, since he's out of their race in their division. But I think that especially if he stays healthy, this is great for Jaden Daniels as well. So yes, I do like this for the Commanders.
There you go. Lucy Burge, give her a follow on X at Lucille Burge, BetMGM Network writer, joining us here on the Lion's Den. Lucy, always appreciate the time. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. All right, guys, let's wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. My prop lock of the day, we're going to the NBA. I'm taking Steph Curry over 25.5 points tonight against the Hornets. Why? Because Steph's back in Charlotte, and I think he's going to want to put on a show for his hometown people. So Steph Curry over 25.5 points tonight against the Hornets. My dog of the day. Oh, we're getting degenerate with this one. We're going to the A-Sun Conference Tournament. We're taking Central Arkansas plus 19.5 against Lipscomb. Lipscomb is the massive favorite in the A-Sun. They're minus 170 to win the tournament. They've been the best team in the league all year. But when this we get to this time of the year and you're laying this amount of points, there's so much pressure on those kind of teams. I'll take Central Arkansas tonight to keep it within the number. And then finally, my best bet, Houston, UCLA, moneyline parlay, minus 115. Houston against Kansas, UCLA against Northwestern, moneyline parlay, minus 115. That's going to be my favorite bet of the day. Thanks again to Johnny V, Lucy Burge for joining us today on the show. Good luck to you guys tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.